heart, O king, there is no better heart than this. And Zabzalar.
And there is a question. He will answer.
He will answer you saying, O audacious man, is this a graveyard that you should bring a dead heart here?
Then this is how it goes. When they ask for the heart, you go around and you find a almost dead one. You put it in the sea and you bring it up. He says, this is my room, this is not a graveyard. You bring me a dead one. I need you to bring me a living heart. That's what we are looking for, yes.
Go, bring the heart that is kingly, from which is the security of the Zabzawar of existence. You may say that that heart is hidden from this world because darkness and light are opposite. From the day of Alas, there is a hereditary enmity of that heart to the Zabzawar of the carnal nature.
When we are talking about the heart, you always bring in a dead subject over there. You're talking the little heart that you could find in here and there and mainly in yourself, and you call it the real heart. It says, this is not the way it works. Bring me a real living heart. What's your explanation? You say, oh, it's not here because these darkness and the light are enemies. They fight each other. So Zabzawar is the place of the darkness. Here is the place of the problems and all these reality. So you cannot find the real heart. Yes?
For it is a falcon, while this world is the city of the crow. The sight of one who is congenial inflicts pain upon him, but not his congener.
Translation. Ha ha. Here we're talking about this crow, right? He says, wait a minute. The fellow that I'm looking for is not the crow. He's the falcon. Do you remember the falcon? Beginning of book two. First paragraph of book two. He said, hey, listen, you need this falcon. What is the falcon in Persian language? Boz. And opening the door is Boz, and going back and again is Boz. So he played with the word Boz and said, listen, we are here, we want to go back. I want to go back to purified soul. And for that, I need to open that door. And for that, I need this falcon. Why the falcon? Because falcon is the only hunter which is not hunting for itself. Is hunting for the king. Is looking at the stuff that the king will let him. When they cover his head, he will stay still, right? We talked about it. Here he will say, ha, bring me that falcon. Bring me that thinking system in you which is looking for the truth, searching for the just and justice. Bring me that one, not this birdie that you should kill. Yes.
And if he behaves with mildness, he is acting hypocritically. He is seeking an advantage for himself by conciliating. He assents, not on account of sincere feeling, in order that the admonisher may curtail his long admonishing.
Are you listening? Who is he talking about? You, each of you. He says, listen, look at this brain of you, intelligence of you. What does it do? First of all, he will say, yes, yes, of course, yes, you're right, because he doesn't want to listen to these advices. To shut up the advisor, he will say yes, yes, yes. And he always pretends to be humble, to be this and that. These are all cheating, because this one is that crow, which has the attitude of death, because that's the only subject for the crow, not to die. Yes?
For the Vaal carrion-seeking crow has 100,000 manifold tricks. Mm-hmm. If they accept his hypocrisy, he is saved. His hypocrisy becomes identical with the sincerity of him who benefits by instruction. Because the august owner of the heart is a buyer of damaged goods in our bazaar, seek the owner of the heart if you are not soulless. Become a congener of the heart if you are not an adversary of the Sultan.
Period. That's the point. All was what? Was saying that, okay, look at the attitude of the people around you. This is something you absorb. And what is it? It's always pretending to be good, minimizing the stuff, bringing the excuses. And if you succeed in this cheating, you're happy and you live with it. Because you cheated everyone, everybody believes that you are a believer, you are this and that and that. Says, these are nonsense. Look around and find somebody with the heart. Because with the help of that fellow, you could bring your heart up and be an honest, heartful fellow. Yes?
The one whose hypocrisy pleases you, he is your saint, not the elect of God.
Mm-hmm. Here I'm talking about the choices of God, the choices of heart. It's not the values that you think that they are worthy. There are special values over there. Here, for you, logic is me, 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 and having everything for me. When you look there, there is no me. There is we. We are all in it, and we have to play it. Yes.
Whosoever lives in accordance with your disposition and nature seems to your nature to be a saint and a prophet. Go, renounce sensuality, in order that the scent may be yours and the sweet ambergris-seeking organ of smell may be yours.
Yeah, you have to cure yourself, because now you feel good with the people who think you're good and they accept you. And you think they are the good people. And you don't really get it, that you have to find the real good nose to smell it. Because remember, the smell is the first connection. From the distance, you could smell something. You cannot see it. You cannot touch it. You cannot lick it. But you could smell it, right? That's the beginning of the way. Here we say, for that smell, you have to find the real good smelling, to smell this, yes?
Your nose is corrupted by sensual indulgence. Mm-hmm. To your sense of smell, musk and ambergris are unsalable.
This is what it is. Look at you, because your smell, your nose is ruined because you're smelling different silly stuff. That's, it doesn't work. Yes?
This discourse has no bound, and our gazelle is running to and fro in flight.
Yes. This explanation about the heart and stuff is not finished yet. I brought it, let's go back to main subject, which is someone who is living in a very wrong environment. Yes?
The remainder of the story of the gazelle and the donkey stable. During days, the sweet navel male gazelle was in torment in the donkey stable, like a fish wriggling in the death agony from dry ground, dung and musk tortured in the same box. One donkey would say to his neighbor, "Ha, this wild fellow has the nature of kings and princes. Hush." And the other would mock, saying, "By ebb and flow he has gained the pearl. How should he sell cheaply?" And another donkey would say, "With this fastidiousness, let him recline on the imperial throne." A certain donkey became ill with indigestion and was unable to eat. Therefore, he gave the gazelle a formal invitation. He shook his head. "Nay, begone, O such and such. I have no appetite. I am unwell." He replied, "I know that you are showing disdain or holding aloof in regard for your reputation."
What's going on? Are you listening? Something like tarof is going on over there, right? They give compliment to each other and blah, 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 blah. All these nonsenses, because they want to ridicule him. They don't like this gazelle. They shouldn't, because impala is little and it's very delicate, and the donkey is the donkey. Yeah. So first one will say, "Okay, this is the arrogant fellow." The other one will say, maybe he doesn't like us. The other one will say, "Oh no, he will have the food, but now he's shy, he is just a beginner," and things like that. Yes.
He said to himself, "That is your food, whereby your limbs are revived and renewed. I have been familiar with the pasture. I have reposed amongst clear water and meadows. If destiny has cast me into torment, how should that goodly disposition and nature depart? Mm-hmm. If I have become a beggar, how should I have the face of a beggar? And if my raiment becomes old, I am new."
Okay, the translation is a little bit difficult, because he's not talking about the face. Because beggar face in Persian language means somebody with a begging attitude. He say, okay, if I lost whatever, I became poor, but I don't become a beggar. If my dresses will go old, I don't go old. I'm there because I'm not my presentation. I'm what I am inside. Yes?
"I have eaten hyacinths and anemone and sweet basil too, with a thousand disdains and disgusts." He said, "Yes, boast and boast and boast away. In a strange country, one can utter many an idle brag." He replied, "Truly, my musk gland bears witness. It confers a favor on aloe woods and ambergris."
This is the critical point. They say, this fellow will say, I was like that, I had the best places and I had the good food and blah, 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 like that. Is it me? Not cheating, because the smell of here will show it, will declare it, that because my food is good and blah, 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 that's why it smells this good. But the stupid donkey cannot smell this. This is the critical point, yes?
"But who will listen to that? He that has the sense of smell. It is taboo for the donkey addicted to dung. The donkey smells donkey's urine on the road. How should I offer musk to this class?" Hence the prophet, responsive, spoke the parable, "Islam is a stranger in this world." Because even this, the true Muslim's kinsfolk are fleeing from him, though the angels are in harmony with his essence.